For several weeks, we have been listening to stories that Jesus tells, popularly called parables, a number of different stories that Jesus has been telling to help us to grow an understanding of God's kingdom. It was a couple of weeks ago when we heard not one, not two, but three different stories depicting God's relentless pursuit of us. The reality that we stray from God, we stray from being the people that we've been created to be, and we find ourselves estranged or distanced or lost. And God relentlessly pursues us. And it's for us to turn to God, but on God's end, God is always trying to restore us to the fullness of life for which we've been made. Last week we heard a story in which we were inspired by the Lord to be resolute in our heart, to really live daily life trying to achieve the eternal reality for which we've been made, to be wholehearted and intentional about spiritual dimensions in our lives, and to treat them with even greater fervor than material concerns that we have. Well, the storytelling continues today. A storytelling in which Jesus lets us know in no uncertain terms that our choosing to develop our faith and to grow in awareness of Him in daily living has an urgency to it. And we want to avail ourselves of the opportunity, not tomorrow, but today, to draw closer to the Lord and to inspire those whom we encounter to do the same. Now, if I might just take a moment and speak to the women here present, you're well aware that those of us men, we need a lot of help. And we need a lot of help to be emboldened, to grow spiritually. Because the world doesn't honor that. The world scorns that. And it becomes increasingly difficult for us as men when in the secular culture, that is not esteemed and that is not encouraged. The figures that are put before us in the secular world are far from virtuous and far from faithful and far from humble, enduring qualities that God calls us to experience as men, and it's hard. And I make a special plea to you to help your husband or your father or your son or your grandson to not be afraid. To not be afraid to take the stories that Jesus tells us to heart and to really seek to become strong by means of growing in our understanding and practice of the faith. If I can turn to my brothers in Christ, acknowledging again that it's not easy to do. It's especially hard the moment we step outside back into the world in which we live. And certain duties and responsibilities, they meet us like a torrential torrent sometimes. And the spiritual can easily be reduced in importance. And to just resist that. And to make choices that help to make us stronger, more confident, more compassionate, more faithful in daily living. Especially a fidelity to Almighty God and to those who are closest to us. There are many, many, many different ways that we might go about this, that we might make this happen. In my own life, I have benefited enormously from special opportunities when I could unplug from living in the world. We call them retreats popularly, but to let go of all the stuff that so often is churning, including all of those influences that don't inspire me, to come to experience the best version of myself, but just the opposite. It was a couple of years ago that we were so excited to bring to this part of the country, a movement of the Holy Spirit, a retreat movement of the Spirit called ACTS, Adoration, Community, Theology, and Service, by means of which men and women right here in our parish, in our own locality and part of the country, could have the occasion and the splendid opportunity to unplug from all of those things that all too often just distract us and maybe tear us down and maybe discourage us, so that we can have an encounter with the Lord in the heart of His church through the sacraments and the devotional life of the church, and to be connected with a community of men or women, depending on the retreat, who similarly were trying to develop spiritual dimensions. Well, the next ACTS retreat will be the first weekend in November. And right now, there are at least some saying, "That's nice, Father, but I expect that from you." That little pitch from you, that little encouragement from you. And anticipating that, I'm going to invite Rick and John forward and let them share a little bit with you how they've been strengthened as Christian men and as intentional disciples by means of this retreat opportunity.
Good morning. My name is John Flippo, and I'm this year's director of the Men's ACTS Retreat that will be coming up in the fall. Rick and I wanted to spend a few minutes to discuss the upcoming retreat and to personally invite the men of the parish to attend. I attended my first ACTS Retreat about 3.5 years ago, and since that time, I've been on every one of the ACTS Retreats, the Men's ACTS Retreat, that have followed. Yes, it's that important to me. I didn't know what to expect for that weekend. And quite frankly, I was just a little apprehensive about attending, but I shouldn't have been. For me, the weekend became a chance to relax and spend some quality time with Christ, away from all the distractions of the world. Let's face it, when else do you get a chance to cultivate the most important relationship in this life and in the next? St. Paul clearly exhorts us to do that in the opening sentence of today's second reading. He says, "But you, man of God, pursue righteousness and devotion. Pursue faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith." This retreat gives you an opportunity to do just that. I found it to be invigorating for my soul and just an overall great personal recharge of my batteries. It's incredibly refreshing to spend time with other men from this parish who are also on a spiritual journey to deepen their faith and are willing to help me in my journey. The weekend is fun, it's fast-paced, yet reflective, engaging, and promises to never put you on the spot. It's firmly rooted in Catholic faith, and as a practical matter, can help you deepen your faith. From my own standpoint, it gave me some powerful insight onto how to improve my prayer life, and who couldn't use some of that? 3 years ago, I was a new parishioner at Little Flower. I knew absolutely no one. Today, I can honestly say that I never walk into this church feeling as a stranger. And I count my fellow ACTS retreatants, along with their families, as some of my closest friends. You deserve this. The men of the parish, you deserve to give this gift to yourself. You deserve it for your family, for your spouse, for your kids, your extended family. You deserve it for all the others that you come in contact with every day. As Rick will attest, the accommodations are great, the grounds are beautiful, the food is excellent. And as an added benefit this year, we're holding the weekend before the November elections. So you get to avoid all the media garbage that takes place that weekend. And there's no extra charge for that. I highly encourage you to fill out a form today because the slots are going to fill up quickly. Rick will now give you some of the specifics about that weekend.
Good morning. My name is Rick Bechtel, and many of you know that. I've been here before a couple of times. I'm here to give you the particulars about the retreat. As John said, it will be the first weekend in November, the 3rd through the 6th. We will start on the Thursday before, after normal business hours, and that's really the only requirement of the retreatants, the attendees, that they be here so that we can pick them up and take care of their needs throughout the weekend. We'll return on Sunday for the 11 o'clock Mass. You will be fed. We will take care of waking you up, getting you going, and putting you to bed, or at least releasing you. You don't have to go to bed. The cost of the retreat is $225, but if that's going to be a problem, please don't let it be, because we have money and people who are generous enough to help with scholarships for the retreat. There will be men from the ACTS team, and there are men who have been on the retreat that are not on the team here. If you would like more information, get with them. But we're going to have men from the ACTS team stationed strategically at the door so you can't get out unless you fill out an application. Space is limited and it's filling up fast, so please fill out that application and get it into us. And thank you very much.